Houston, 14.
Go ahead, 14.
Okay, Gordon, I guess we want to make sure that we're all talking on the same frequency on this ejection and the maneuver and anything. Have we got any changes to any of those procedures?
Standby.
I guess what I'm wondering is, after this long a time, is the S-4B still in the same condition and so forth and so on?
Okay, Stu, stand by. I'll get a good summary of that.
Okay.
Guard, be advised, we're on page L37 and ready for prelim 7 ejection.
Roger, Ed. Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, essentially, like you go through procedures and as you would have nominally. The only anomaly with the booster is right now is the that we have lost the downlink from the launch vehicle digital computer, and so your visual indications of its attitude and maneuvers are the only ones that we'll have. We have no readout on booster attitude down here. And actually we've lost many of the downlink parameters on the booster. However, it shouldn't affect the evasive maneuver and targeting to impact. Over.
Okay, Gordon, that's what I was wanted to clarify before we pressed ahead. So we'll press right on down and as nominal and give you the call when we see it and so forth.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 5 hours, 44 minutes. At the present time in Mission Control, we are preparing for a shift handover. Flight Director Milton Windler is coming on to relieve Flight Director Pete Frank. That handover will occur following LEM extraction. A short while ago, Flight Director was asked when limb extraction would occur. His response was, whenever the crew is ready. The crew is proceeding to extract the limb in the normal manner at this time, and following limb extraction, there will be a change of shift briefing in the large auditorium in Building 1 at the Manned Spacecraft Center News Center. A short while ago also, Gene Cernan, who was on the Capcom console, made the remark following the successful docking that, in paraphrasing, was something as follows. Cernan remarked that, "I guess that practice we had this morning in the crew quarters paid off." He was referring to a mass which was said for him and for Stu Roosa in the crew quarters at Cape Kennedy this morning. Recapping the docking situation, the docking was tried a total of six times before the successful hard docking occurred at 4 hours, 56 minutes, 46 seconds. On the sixth attempt, the procedure was for the 14 crew to maneuver up to the command, up to the lunar module, using the probe to align the vehicles properly, to bring the docking mechanism in proximity with the docking ring on the lunar module, and at that time to attempt to retract the probe mechanism, hoping that the docking latches would then come together, would be properly aligned, and that hard docking could occur. This, in fact, is what appeared to happen, although it is not certain at this time whether or not the docking probe did, in fact, engage and latch as it normally would, or whether the docking mechanism came together with the docking latches engaging merely by virtue of the fact that the probe mechanism was retracted. In the normal docking, the probe, which is a...
Power arm, please.
Yes. Do you have a go for power arm?
Okay.
The go for pyro arm indicates the crew is preparing for limb separation. We'll continue to attempt to recap, returning to live conversation in the event the crew or the Capcom speaks up. The normal docking procedure would be for the probe mechanism to engage the drogue in the lunar module. There are three small latches in the tip of the probe which extend after passing through a hole in the end of the conical drogue mechanism. This is soft docking. At this time, a pneumatic system actuated by a nitrogen pressurization draws the two vehicles together, pulling the, retracting the drogue, or rather retracting the probe, pulling the docking mechanism together and hard docking. We have a report now that the crew is thrusting minus X, which would indicate that they are extracting the lunar module from the S-4B at this time.
Houston, the cryo press light is the 02 tank 3.
Roger, we're we estimate that's probably stratification.
Roger. Sorry, it's also tank 1 and 2, just dropped down.
Roger, we saw that.
Our telemetry data indicates that the LEM is clear, that the crew is maneuvering now to the attitude for the evasive maneuver.